The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
I've now begun the shiur. Today is Start Your Day the Torah Way, Northwest London, Chof Tammuz Tov Shin Pei, Sunday the 12th of July, Rabbi Yehuda Mamstein, the 3 weeks. I hope that you're able to hear the shiur and join in. Still giving a shiur in a remote fashion is a reminder of what the 3 weeks is all about. When we have to fulfill social distancing, we're very aware that we want to come close and we're not allowed to. And that's exactly what we should feel about the Beit HaMikdash, about Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein Amtzorim is a very special time. It says, Kol Roitfel Hisigua Bein Amtzorim. Bein Amtzorim starts off with five tragedies. The one that we perhaps have learned most about is Shviras Haluchos. The Bein Shel Olam endorsed Moshe Rabbeinu's decision. Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the Luchos on Shavuos Tammuz. He wasn't told to do so. The Luchos are Maisa Lekim Hema, the Rabbein Shalom's Luchos. There's nothing more precious, there's nothing more special than the Luchos Elikim. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu decided to make a Shavuos HaLuchos, and the Rabbein Shalom gave him Shkoyach. He said, Yiyasha Koycha Shashibarta. What Shviras Haluchos got to do with Bein Amtzorim? We understand that these weeks are the weeks that lead up to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the saddest day of the year. It's the day when we feel greatest pain. We should feel greatest loss. In fact, there's an obligation on Tisha B'Av itself not to be misyat das min ha'velus, to focus the whole time on the pain, on the agony of the loss. And we all struggle with this whole concept. We daven every day for Yushalayim. Yushalayim yucho brach min toshuv. V'sishkoim v'soich ha'kashi debarto. Do we want it? What do we want it for? We want anti-Semitism to end. We want Soros to end. We want the Magefa to end. But do we want Mashiach? Do we want Geula? What for? As long as we have Panosa, as long as we're healthy, as long as we have Nachas from our children, our grandchildren, everything's going smoothly, who needs Mashiach? We're from, if our children are from, our grandchildren are from, everybody's doing the right thing, and everybody's healthy, and everybody gets what they want in Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Habo, surely everything's fine. What does it mean that we're longing for Mashiach? We want the Geula? We have these dry vochens. I can't have a haircut, so you can't shave, so you can't go to a chasna, drive off and you can't listen to music 3 weeks. Those are all just nuisances, just restrictions. And then, once Tisha B'Av's over, Baruch Hashem, we can go back to normal, listen to music again, make a chasna, go and have a haircut. It's all fine again. So what's it all about? What are the 3 weeks about? What's the purpose? I saw in the Sefer of Shimon Schwab, Zechtag Livrocha, on Tfilah, he tells us to look at Aneini. On Shavuos Tammuz, every Tammuz, we say Aneini. Aneini Hashem Aneini, answer us Hashem, please answer us. The Yom Tzoyim Tammuz saying on the day of our Tammuz, Ki v'tzorah g'doyla anochnu, because we're in a great sorrow. Everyone in the situation today with the pandemic will say, Ki v'tzorah g'doyla anochnu. Look at the world. The world's been turned upside down. Look at the economy. Look at health. Look at the Beit HaKvaros. Look at the hospitals. Ki v'tzor gedol anochnu. What's the first response after that phrase, Ki v'tzor gedol anochnu? Al teifen elishenu. V'al tachte ponecho mimenu. Don't look at our rishus, at our evil actions, our wickedness. Don't turn your face away from us. Al tachte ponecho mimenu. What does that mean? Shimon Shrav Zechanivach explains, Al teifen elishenu is saying we never ever think that a problem is just a problem. That a problem is just there for some mysterious reason. And it's random. Every single time there's a difficulty, Le'aleinu, every time there's a suffering or a problem, we say, "Betzora gedoyla anochnu al teifen orishenu." We know we are responsible. We know where the blame lies. We know it's never Hashem, it's us. Lahagid ki yosha Hashem suri v'loy avlos aboy. The avlos not, the avlos never in him. V'loy avlos aboy. It's me. It's inside me. Al teifen orishenu. How does that help? How does it help to be makir in the 3 weeks? That these 3 weeks are to do with us. I'd like to suggest the following mahalach, based on the Siva Sholem and a few other things I've seen from Rav Tzadok and the Gaon. The Gaon says in Mishlei, on the Pasuk Mishlei Chof Beis, Pasuk Yutes, it says there, Li yois b'ashem mivtochecho, hoidaticho hayoim af oto. The Gaon says on that, Kmo Yisha Kosov, as it says, Vayokim Eidus V'yakov Esayah Son V'Yisra Shetzilas HaLisein L'Odiyon V'Nehem V'Yosimu Belekim Kislom Belehim Kislom. It says, Vayokim Eidus Heim Nevi'im Uksuvim V'Toyur HaToyur Son V'Yisrael V'Ikim Sinosa HaToyur L'Yisrael V'Ikim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to give the Torah to Yidden is the purpose of the Torah, the reason why Torah is given to us, is bitochen, is so that we should have trust in Him. It says there, in quotes the pasuk, the gam kein the sapa ach kach livneim k'mo yishkosel man yedu de'achroim, and also to once you have this trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to convey this to the later generations. Because the ikka of everything is total trust. This is the klal of all the mitzvahs, is bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'zeh shekosel kan liyo is bitchoincho, k'loima shetivchoincho yiyeh b'ashem, hoide taticha yoyim b'ruach ha-kodesh, shezeh ois al shriyas ha-shchino b'soich b'nei Yisroel, Yosim b'tchoinam boi. Goyma av ato t'idea levnecha achrecho l'man yedu d'ayachroi. So this Gaon in Mishlei is a phenomenal yesoid to realize what is the nekuda on which Torah and mitzvahs rest. B'tochen. It's all about b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shvirat haluchos resulted from Klal Yisrael's anxiety, from their fear. He said, Moshe ha'ish lo yodanu mehoy eloy. Moshe has promised you. He's told you, I'm coming back. Don't worry, I'm coming back. I'll be back. I'm going away for 40 days, I'm going to come back. Then Moshe ha'ish lo yodanu mehoy eloy. The chisaron in bitochen, in trust in Moshe Rabbeinu, has this horrific tzitzor. they made the ego. The ego has to do with Avodah Zarah. The Ramban says, not Avodah Zarah, it's something to do with Avodah Zarah. Ke'ilu, it comes from the air of Raz. What's that got to do with the 3 weeks? The answer is, the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we weren't Makusha with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We were far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he took us out of Eretz Yisrael. He forced us to be dispersed around all the land, all the countries of the world, in order for us to want to return to Eretz Yisrael, to want to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And these 3 weeks are 3 weeks in which we're meant to focus on that, but focus on the cause of the expulsion. What's the cause of the expulsion? Chazal were megala to us that the cause of Churban Bayis Sheni, from which we're suffering today, is Sinas Chinam. The Baizik Sheh asks in Lechet Sichas Musa, why should Sinas Chinam cause Churban Bayis? Sinas Chinam is about our relationships with other people. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokem HaShoras HaShechina, it's the Dveikus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. One thing seems to have nothing to do with the other. So he gives the following beautiful pshat. Parents get very, very upset if their children don't get along with one another. When they're little kids and they fight, you say that's normal, kids fight. Children fight. But when they're adults, when they're grown up, when they're married, if they don't have a connection with one another, parents get sour from it. And when they see that the children are closely connected to one another, they get tremendous nachas and pleasure. Why? So he writes there, it's because, what have you got to do with your sister? What have you got to do with your brother? The answer is, you both got the same father and mother, same parents. Well, so what? The answer is your connection to your father, the connection you have to your mother is so strong that therefore you feel a closeness with your brothers and your sisters. So Ribbono Shel Olam says that there's sinas chinam, that there's pirud in Klal Yisrael, al kochach it must be that you don't have much to do with me. That you've got no interest in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's sinas chinam. So all machloikas isn't a small thing. A person can be shame with Torah mitzvahs. He can be a masmid. He can be a boki b'shas. He can have shas aposkim on his fingertips. He can be oisit b'chesed in an unbelievable way. Why should this pagam of sinas chinam be so major? With no Beis HaMikdash. We're suffering and suffering and suffering for thousands of years already because of this. So let's look at another Nakuda which relates to what we brought from the Gaon of HaBitochon. What is friction about? What's the source of people not getting along with one another? People see others as competitors. He's my competition. He's taking away from me. So we know Chazal tell us, Ein odem agir l'mashemuchim l'chaveh afilu k'molinimo, you can't take anything away from another person. Whatever he's meant to get, he's meant to get. Whatever you're meant to get, you're meant to get. You can't take away, nobody can take away the attention. Nobody can take away the amount of money that you have. Nobody can take away your success. Nobody can take away your fame. Nothing can be taken away by another person, because you're going to get exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get. So therefore, nobody is really a competitor. Yet, if you look in Chofetz Chaim, it talks about, you ask somebody for shidduch information. You're allowed to ask shidduch information for somebody. You ask about something which is negeir to your business. It's Lashon Hara Ta'elet. You're allowed to find out. You have to be doing shulchakas, search, try and investigate. You need to know, can we mashadach with this person, that person, the child, what he liked, what she liked. It's all okay if you follow all the rules of Chofetz Chaim. Then the Chofetz Chaim writes them, Ben Chaim, he says, but you mustn't ask somebody who's a competitor. Why? Because Kol Uman Seine Meim Nosei. It's normal that a person feels threatened by his competitors. But the Emerson Mammon shouldn't feel that way. We should trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's really, it's an eye in raw. It's an evil eye. It's an eye in raw. It's looking at another person negatively. Why are you looking at him negatively? So he's a competitor. He's taking
Kol HaLashon
away from me. I saw in Tzidkas HaTzadik, the Tzorak HaHoyim HaLevlin says the most amazing pshat. I never thought of this kasha before. It's Reishon and Hay in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Reishon and Hay. He asked the kasha. He says, why was it that Mordechai told Esther about the plot to assassinate Ahasuerus? Bigs from the Seresh are going to put poison in Ahasuerus' food. They're going to kill him. He says, doesn't make any sense. His wife or his daughter, depends on the bas, not the bas, is in the Beit HaMelech. She's a Bat Yisrael. She's a Jewish woman. She's been taken by this guy, Ahasuerus. And now, Bigs and the Seresh are putting poison in, and they're going to kill him. So what will happen if Ahasuerus dies? Esther Kalum. The Mordechai should be dancing. He should say, oh, fantastic. I overheard this plot. The problem is that Tzara is going to be over very soon. You know what's going to happen very soon? Wonderful, wonderful, B'surah Stoivus. Esther's coming home. Ahasuerus is going to be dead. He's going to be poisoned. Why didn't Mordechai think that way? Why do you think it's important to tell Esther about the plot? So she should warn Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus will kill Bigs and the Seresh. So we know that the mention of Sadlef Karsibus, the whole Hatzol of Klal Yisrael came through this path that yesterday we learned in the Perkei Avos. Koim Rav Shem Omer made a good loyam, Shneem Matayim Esther Melech Shem Mordechai. So another shir to explain what does that mean. How did the Gula come through that? It came through that somehow. So his kasha is, why did he do it? And the answer is follows. He says, the middle raw in Poras, in Mordechai, was Ayin Ra. That was the shirish of their weakness. Their pagam was Ayin Ra, the evil eye. They have an evil eye. Tzoras Ayin. So Ahasuerus has got tremendous Tzoras Ayin. He can't bear somebody else to have something she doesn't have. So the whole Malchus is built on that. And that's why Haman had the same problem, because Haman is from the Malchus, so everything is led by the king, with Tzoras Ayin. So the Tzoras Ayin, the middle raw of Tzoras Ayin, which was the whole Malchus, and especially in the king or the people close to the king, was seen in Haman. That's why Haman said, even though everybody's bowing down to me, but the Chosin and the Shevili, nothing's worth anything to me because there's one person who resists. There's Mordechai HaTzadik who refuses to bow down to me. That's Tzoras Ayin. So since Klal Yisrael, the effect, why was Ahasuerus bring them in? Because he wants to be mashpi on them. He wants the same Tzoras Ayin in them. So Klal Yisrael acquired Tzoras Ayin as well. If they have Tzoras Ayin, Cholila, then there's going to be Gzeiras Kloya. Because if Klal Yisrael don't have Betochen in their brains, if they see one another as competitors, there's no existence for Klal Yisrael, Cholila. That's why the tikkun is Purim. Purim is Shlachmonas, which is the opposite of Tzoras Ayin. It's giving another person even if he doesn't need. You don't give Shlachmonas dafka to Aniyim. That's Matanas Lev Yoinim. Shlachmonas you give to Ashirim as well. You give to anybody. Why? To be Mesak in the Chet of Tzoras Ayin. So Mordechai felt, since his wife has been taken by Ahasuerus, although he wants the matzal Esther from Achashverosh because of Bias Issa, he also has a feeling, it's my wife. I don't want someone else to take my wife. And that's, he felt that was the pagam of Taurus Ayin. So the only way he could be masakin that was by informing Esther that there's a plot to kill Achashverosh. The Bigson and Seresh are going to put poison into Achashverosh's drink. Because through that he's masakin the pagam of Taurus Ayin. And through that comes Gula, the Masakna Avei of Taurus Ayin. During Bein Hamtzorin, we're not just sad. And we know that our sadness is very good. Because if our sadness causes us to feel pain, to feel very upset that the Golus is still going on, that after all these years, Klal Yisrael is still suffering, and there's so much pain, and we long for Mashiach, and we were all sure Mashiach was coming Pesach time, because Miss Nigalu, Miss Nasid Negoel, we knew there was a terrible Nagefa in the world, Chmol Netzlon, I should spare us from any further suffering. We were sure Mashiach come, he's still not come. We have an animam in which he's every single day, an imam, Munashlem Vias HaMashiach, Afish Yismameya, and Koze Achak Leuchem Shiyovoy, but Achak Leuchem Shiyovoy is so difficult. Are we really waiting? Being let down so many times, being so disappointed. Again and again and again. Always sure, Mashiach's coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. I can hear him, I can hear him. But he doesn't come yet. And we've got to be mechazik ourselves, and we say Ben Amtsorim is there to actually bring Mashiach. How? By generating a hishtoikkus. By generating a real longing, a wanting, a pain that we say, I miss him, I miss the Hizkaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. But how do you do it? Nesiva Sholem mentions that when Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu was seen by Basi Bas Paroi, she first heard him, says, and she said, how does she know it's a Jewish child? Well, she heard this baby crying. Babies cry, can you tell the difference? And see, the Sholem brings up, yes, there are two types of crying. There's b'chiyah shel tikva and b'chiyah shel yush. There's crying because you're so upset, you've given up hope. And there's another type of b'chiyah, which is b'chiyah shel tikva. And the Bechir of Klal Yisrael is the Bechir Shel Tikva. The Bein Hamtzorin is not meant to be a time of Atzvus. It's not meant to be a time when we're depressed. Because depression is always bad. It's Morash Choyro, it's bitter, it's black, it's terrible. It's complete disconnect with emotion. And now on the contrary, we need the Lev. It says, Atzim Bechisim Bechir Shel Chinom Kayechim Shetibke Bechir Ledoiris. That Bechir Shadaris is tremendously powerful. I want to suggest that that's maybe what the Gemara means in Bon Matzio, where it says, from the time the Yishmish was destroyed, there's a, the gates of tears are never open, never closed, they're always open. Shari Demois Leninalu, because Shari Demois is the lathe. That's what we're meant to be doing during these 3 weeks. We're meant to have this ishtoikikus, we're meant to have this longing. But that's not enough. Like we said, al teifen el rishenu, where's our pagam? What can we actually work on to improve on in order to bring to the gula? Maybe we have to work on this nekudah of Taurus Ayin. Because isn't it phenomenal that the time of Chuvn HaBayis says Klal Yisrael were oisken the Torah of a mitzvah of a gemilas chasodim. They were doing everything right, everything. Torah, mitzvah, gemilas chasodim, and they were sinas chinam. He said, I don't understand. If you told me Torah mitzvah, okay, but Torah gemilas chasodim, they're doing kindness, they're being generous, they're giving tons of tzedakah, then there can't be any tzoras ayin. Maybe they can still be Taurus Ayin even to give stock. Giving stock. But you'll give him this amount and him this amount. Why? I'm in control. If the Iker of Torah is to be Boteach Bashem, that means to completely see the Rabbeinu Shalom is in charge. I saw in Shaar Tshuva and Shaar Gimel, Ois Lamed Aleph, an amazing Chiddush on this subject, Betochen. I think this one could really work on not having Torah's eye in and on Emes of Betochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom, real trust. It says that, everyone should look this up, please. Shah Shlishi Lamed Aleph says that Kisoy Mabul Vovcho, Rabim Hagoyim Ho'ela Mimeni, Eicha Uchalo Yerushim. If you say in your heart, Rabim Hagoyim Ho'ela Mimeni, how can I possibly cope? Eicha Uchalo Yerushim. You can transfer this to lots of other situations. Which means a matter where you say, I don't understand. How can we possibly carry on? Look at the economy. Look what's going on in the world. Look what the virus is causing. Look what this magefa has done to mankind. Loisiramehem. Don't be frightened. So he says then, another apostle, Kisei tilamechom aleivecho. You go to battle against your enemies. V'ra'isa sus v'rechev amrav mimcho. Loisiramehem. It says Loisiramehem there in Dvarim Zayin, Posuk Yudches, and then again in Dvarim Chof, Posuk Aleph. Loisiramehem, don't be scared. Huzharnu bozeh. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, we have been warned over here, Loisase. Shim yira ha'odom ki tzora kroivo. If a person sees that the tzora is close, chas v'sholom. Tiye Yeshua Hashem Kroivo Bilvovoi V'Yiftacholel. In his heart, he should believe that the Yeshua of the Rabbeinu Shem is very close, and he should trust in it. Kin Yishne Ma'akor B'Lirei of Yishoi V'Chein Kosuf Mi'at V'Tiri Me'eno Yishyomus. This Rabbeinu Yehuda is Meredith. He says, we've got to trust. We've got to rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom. We've got to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, you are there, and therefore Yeshuasi Kroiva, I'm absolutely confident the nest is going to happen. I will be saved. Yeshuasi Kroiva. Bitochen. Absolute trust. Happiness is essential. Simcha is essential. Child doesn't want to go to school. Doesn't want to school, wants to miss school. I'm not referring to anybody sitting around this table at the moment. Somebody doesn't want to go to school today. So what does a child do when he doesn't want to go to school? He says, Mommy, I'm not feeling well. Well, are you really not feeling well? Okay, I'll take the temperature. You haven't got a temperature. You're fine. You're perfectly okay. Just go to school. You'll be all right. If the child's got a temperature, they keep him home. What's our temperature? How do we know our temperature? How do we know where we're holding in Ruchnius? Only one thing, Simcha. The Torah writes, Tachas shleivad v'shashem makeach b'simcha tuvleiv maroiv kod. But we kept the mitzvahs. No, it wasn't the simcha tuvleiv. Because simcha is the emes simon. It's the clear proof we're mekushim with b'yoylo. We're simcha simcha. And why? Because we're moly b'toch. We're full of trust in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So during these 3 weeks, when we focus on the Shviras Haluchos, which we understand comes from their not trusting. Not trusting Moshe is not trusting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, everything which comes out of his mouth is Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to his groinai. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm coming back and I'm coming back. We trust him. So we work these 3 weeks on Betochen. If we have Betochen, nobody is a competitor. If we have Betochen, we're not scared of anybody. Lo yisiru mehem, yeshuasi kroivo. V'ani b'chazduch avotachti. I have such trust in you, yogi li b'shel, yeshuasecho. We have the tremendous tzar that every time we say, Yushlaim ircha barach min toshuv, the Sishkoim, the Soicho Kashid Batov, Ne Oisa Bekorab Yomein Bin Yaroilom. During the 3 weeks, it means something else. During the 3 weeks, we can really focus on Yishlai Nechob Rachman Toshuv. We should all be Zoicha Yeshuas Hashem Kerefayim, that this Tisha B'Av should be Netach Me'evel Yontef. This Tisha B'Av should be the one which is, as we know, Mashiach is Noled, the Tisha B'Av, that means that the crying for the Beis HaMikdash, the tzar that we have, the agony that we feel about being distant, like we have the social distancing, where somebody says, I wish I could hug you, I wish I could kiss you, I wish I could wish you mazel tov by shaking your hand, not just saying mazel tov, I wish I actually could do it. I can't because of the virus, because of my geifa, because of the transmission. I have to be careful. I want to be back. The Rosh is teaching us. You want to be back when it comes to your social life. What about wanting to be back to Yerushalayim? Wanting to be back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what we need to focus on in these 3 weeks. The Rosh should answer all our tefillahs. Thank you very much for listening.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.